Morning. Yeah, this might be a message primarily for the boys and girls, but boys and girls, let me tell you this. Everybody else in this room can learn something from the Bible today. So thank you very much for having me along this morning. I've had a really good week in Carrick. I apologize if I'm a little bit monotone today. We did it, what was it, Peter, 22 times? So by the end of the week, I had Peter on standby to jump in if we were running into problems. But to start off today, I want you to tell me, and feel free to put your hand up, boys and girls, do you have a hero? Somebody famous that you look up to? Maybe they're not famous. Does anyone want to tell me who their hero might be? Somebody they really look up to? We're not sure. Anyone going to be brave enough to tell me? Yes?
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt, that's a good one. Yes, excellent. Anyone else? Dave, who's your hero? Putting you on the spot.
Stephen Gerrard.
Oh, I thought that might happen. Well, this morning I want to introduce you to my hero. You'll see him on the screen. My hero is this guy, David Beckham. Anyone else like him? Yeah, yeah, great. Now your mums and older sisters might like this one a wee bit more. This is more recent, David Beckham. Well, this is my hero. Boys and girls, if you don't know who this is, because he's old and retired now, this is David Beckham. He used to play for Manchester United and Real Madrid and LA Galaxy and a couple of other teams as well. Well, I'm a Man United fan, so growing up, this was my hero. Let you in on a few secrets. I wore my hair like David Beckham. You see how he has his hand out like that when he's kicking the ball? Yeah, I did that too. One day, I got to meet him. Over in Manchester for a Northern Ireland game. Chris, were you there maybe? No, you weren't. One day there, I met my hero. He was absolutely everything I expected him to be. He was a gentleman. He stayed around and signed autographs and got photographs with everybody. And I was speechless. I just thought he was amazing. His wife, Victoria, walked by. I couldn't have cared less. It was David Beckham that I was there to see. But you know something? After I met David Beckham, my life went back to normal. Within the next few minutes, I didn't get any better looking. I didn't get any better at football. And I certainly didn't get any more money. Meeting David Beckham was great. He's a remarkable and successful person. But it didn't change my life. Not a bit. This week on The Amazing Journey, we have been meeting loads of different people in the Bible who, when they met Jesus, well, they couldn't help but be changed by him. Jesus had this remarkable effect on people. He drew people in and changed their lives around. So I thought this morning, I know some of you have been on The Amazing Journey, and some of you haven't. And for everybody else that's still not in school anymore, we'd fill you in a little bit. I'm going to introduce you to three of the people that we talked about this week on The Amazing Journey whose lives were changed by Jesus. And then I'm going to show you one more who we didn't talk about. The first one I want to tell you about is this guy, the paralyzed man. Now, he couldn't walk. He couldn't move. It took four of his friends to bring him to Jesus. When they got to the house, it was full up. There were crowds all the way inside and all the way outside, so these guys decided to do a little bit of redecorating, didn't they? They climbed up to the side of the house, up onto the roof, and they dug a hole in the middle of the roof and lowered their friend on his bed down to see Jesus. Jesus, forgive him of his first problem, sin. Forgive him of his sins, and told him to get up and to walk. And that's what he did. Here's another one. Zacchaeus, you're on the Amazing Journey this week. You know that I like to call him Crafty Little Zac, because he wasn't a very popular person. He was one of those tax collectors that we still don't like today. But Zacchaeus wasn't very fair. Zacchaeus always took more money than he should have done. It made Zacchaeus very rich. It also made him very unpopular. One day he heard Jesus was coming to his town. He decided to see what all the fuss was about. But as you know, Zacchaeus was a little bit short, wasn't he? And when the crowd all gathered, he couldn't see anything. He climbed that tree But Jesus came straight up to him. He called Zacchaeus by name and told him to come down quick because he was going to his house. This is how Zacchaeus was changed when he met Jesus. He decided to give half of his wealth away to the poor. And anybody that he had cheated out of money, he was going to give them back four times the amount. He was completely changed. Here's another one. Blind Bartimaeus, the man that stood at the side of the road, and everybody ignored him. They just walked on by, except for Jesus. Jesus had Bartimaeus come over to him and he asked him, "What is it I can do for you?" More than anything Bartimaeus wanted to see, Jesus healed him and allowed him to see for the first time. Those were three people we met this week on the amazing journey and saw how Jesus radically changed their lives. The next person I want to tell you about is the last person that Jesus met on this earth before he died on that cross. We're going to read about him just now. It's going to be on the screen there for you. I'm going to read from the Bible here in Luke chapter 23, okay, and verse 39 to 43. You can follow it there on the screen. One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed. "You're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you've been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." You see, it wasn't just Jesus on a cross that day. There were the two other criminals hanging beside him. One that didn't change his ways. One that didn't realize that he was next to the most important man that had ever lived on the earth, the savior of the world. But the other criminal did. He realized exactly who Jesus was, and he asked to be with him in heaven that day. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus changed each of these people's lives. The paralyzed man, after he met Jesus, he could walk, and his sins were forgiven. Blind Bartimaeus, well, he could see. Zacchaeus, he didn't love money anymore. He loved and followed God. The thief, his life changed. He was in heaven. Boys and girls, Jesus wants to change your life just like that. And the reason that he can do that is because he died on that cross in our place for our sins. We told the people in school last week that that is what the amazing journey is all about. This amazing story of love for us. That while we were sinners and while we didn't deserve any of this, Jesus took our punishment in our place. There's something else I want to point out to you. Go back to David Beckham. Do you think whenever I was so excited to meet David Beckham, he was excited to meet me? No matter how much I think highly of myself, I don't think so. In fact, after a few minutes, he probably didn't even remember me. That was different with Jesus. Jesus wanted to meet these people. Jesus knew he would meet these people, and he knew absolutely everything about them. He even knew Zacchaeus' name. Jesus wants to meet you. I wonder, do you want to meet him? We can't meet him in person today, but we can meet him in the Bible. We can read about him and find out more about him and how much he loves us. We can pray to him at any time of the day or night, and he will answer prayer. Jesus did all of this for us. This morning, if you haven't met with Jesus, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, what are you waiting for? All he wants from you is to trust him. To believe that he did all that for you, He wants you to say sorry for all those wrong things that you've done. And because he lived that perfect life, he can forgive you and have a place for you in heaven. But boys and girls, men and women, if you've already met Jesus, if you've already taken him into your life and asked him to lead it for you, I wonder, is your life changed? Do people see a difference? Think of the people that we've talked about this morning. There was a big difference in their lives. It was visible. The man could walk. Bartimaeus could see. Is Jesus visible in our lives? Is that change for all to see? Because if it is, it should be drawing other people to Jesus. It's my prayer this morning that if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, meet with him today. Not like David Beckham. He actually wants to meet you. He knows everything about you. And I pray also that if you do know Jesus, show others. Let them see that your life is radically different. We're going to sing a few more songs, but I'm just going to pray, if that's okay, just for a moment, and just ask Jesus to take all this, what we've heard today, and apply it to our lives. Lord Jesus, just thank you this morning for the opportunity to share your word again and to see how people's lives 2,000 years ago were changed. But Jesus, you can still do that today. You want to meet with us. You want us to take you into our lives to be our Lord and our Savior. And we thank you for that. Thank you for dying on that cross for each of us. You chose us. You did it for us. Pray that we will apply that to our lives, that our lives will be radically different having met and encountered you. In Jesus' name, amen.